The head of an investigation into the unsolved murders of three Aboriginal children more than 20 years ago says he has fresh evidence and he wants the cases brought before the courts. 4-year-old Evelyn Greenup, 16-year-olds Colleen Walker-Craig and Clinton Speedy Duro were all murdered at Bowraville on the New South Wales mid-north coast in the early 90s. In his submission to the Attorney-General, Detective Inspector Gary Jublin calls for the three cases to be tried together. Lindy Kerrin reports.
Three children from the same street in a small community, murdered within 5 months. 25 years on, nobody has been held responsible. Detective Inspector Gary Jubelin, who's leading the police investigation, is just days away from putting a submission to the government, calling for the courts to reconsider the cases.
In layman's terms, what we're looking is to have a person that we've identified retried for the murders of Evelyn Greenup, Clinton Speedy, and an ex officio indictment for the murder of Colleen Walker.
The man police have identified has been tried for two of the murders, but he was acquitted.
We've maintained from the outset, ever since the double jeopardy legislation was changed in late 2006, that we have sufficient evidence for the matters to go to retrial. When people say, well, the matter has been before the court, there's been two murder trials, but all three matters have not been heard together, and that's what the families want. When they say, we want our day in court, that's what they're talking about.
Detective Inspector Jubilant says if all the evidence was presented together, a court would be more likely to convict. He likens the case to that of the country's worst serial killer, Ivan Milat. Gary Jubilin says Milat would have walked free if he'd been tried separately for each individual killing. He says there's no doubt the Bowraville cases are linked.
To suggest otherwise is to ignore the facts available. So the analogy of the Ivan Milat matter was breaking down his offences. If those offences were looked at in isolation, there was quite likely a different result coming from that.
And can you confirm that there'll be new evidence in this submission?
The submission is based on new evidence. For double jeopardy, there needs to be fresh and compelling evidence. Our submission will be that we've got that fresh and compelling evidence, and that's the basis of the application.
Gary Jubilin says the families of the Bowraville victims have been waiting too long for justice. He wants the submission to be given the highest priority.
I don't think the families should have to wait. 25 years is a long time. And you see them, you can speak to them now, and they well up, their eyes well up. It's like it occurred yesterday, and I think that's what we've got to understand. So all these delays, and there's been some significant delays, why they've been waiting for the authorities to adjudicate on the submissions and applications, and those delays cause them a lot of pain.
As far as police are concerned, is this the last shot?
We'll take it as far as humanly possible. That's the guarantee that we give to the families, and regardless of what happens, I would have to make an assessment based on where we're at that particular point in time, where I said to the families, this is the last attempt. I'm a realist, and I've got to say that this application, the work that's gone into this application, we've put everything into it, and if it does fail, there would have to be some serious consideration for saying, well, enough is enough, we can't take it any further.
Detective Inspector Gary Jubilin from the New South Wales Police speaking to Lindy Kerrin.